The Jack Bauer Program, presented by Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco is what counts in the cigarette, and day in, day out.
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
Yes, always.
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw. From Hollywood, Lucky Strike presents the Jack Paw Program with Trudy Irwin, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, yours truly, High Everback, and starring America's new young humorist, Jack Paw!
Thank you. This is Jack Paw. Hello, and a special message to fashionable women everywhere. Don't lower your skirts, ladies. Raise your knees. Well, let's look at the news this week. On Wednesday, Gabriel Heater predicted that Thursday would probably be followed by Friday, and sure enough, it all came true. I read in the paper where the third-party movement for Henry Wallace got started in Los Angeles last week. It started in Los Angeles a week ago, and already it spread like wildfire to the city limits. The newspapers are full of stories about the American Legion Convention in New York City. Legion boys arrived in town with their electric canes. Now the city's really jumping. Even the Empire State Building is 7 floors higher. Some of the Legionnaires got out of hand this week and tipped over Brooklyn. This thing working, 1, 2, 3 for testing, 1, 2. Looks like that'll bring back silent radio out here. There's also been a lot of news stories about the big conference in Brazil. A year ago, everyone was singing, South America, take it away. Today, President Truman is flying down to bring some of it back. As one who believes in the good neighbor policy, I have invited a visiting South American here to the studio today, Senor Hilando Everback. Senor Everback, you're a Latin, are you not?
Si, well, yes. I am from South America.
Oh, South America?
Si, they got an awful lot of bourbon in Brazil.
That's very good. Si,
that is a South American joke. I hear on South American radio program, Jose Saverin. It's a very funny program. Man answers telephone and says, hello, Jose Saverin. Jose no here. Cantinflas, the manager speaking. Very funny. Programo.
Touché, senor, touché.
Thank you. San Luis Obispo. Tell me, senor, have you known many people from South America?
Well, not many, but I've met Carmen Miranda.
Oh?
Yes, I knew it was Carmen Miranda because all her clothes were made that way.
Touché, senor.
San Luis Obispo. You know, there's something else I'd like to ask you before you go out spreading goodwill. Tell me about the movies down in South America.
Well, we show all the American pictures in South America, but we don't use the same titles. We change them. For example, do you know this new picture of Benny Grable, Mother War Tight?
Oh, yes, of course, but what do you call it down there?
Mother War Sombrero. No tight.
Thank you. Thank you, amigo, and La Cienega Boulevard to you. It'll make me conceited. We're very proud of our orchestra and its young conductor-arranger, Jerry Fielding. I'd like to describe Mr. Fielding to you. He has more hair than his whole orchestra. He's very good-looking, and Jerry's a very conservative dresser. Today, he's wearing a suit with linoleum lapels so that used car dealer's thumbs keep slipping off. Tune in next week for another thrilling description of Mr. Fielding. In the meantime, here's the orchestra and Jerry with a brand new arrangement of Smiles. ¶¶ seem to have gained some fame, or maybe I should say notoriety, for being a worrier. I guess maybe I am, but I don't worry about myself. I worry about other people and things, which leads us to our whatever happened afterwards department. The question, whatever happened to that young man that Horace Greeley said to, go west, young man, go west? The answer, today that young man is the president of the Standard Oil Company of New Jersey. And to delve a bit further into our subject, whatever happened to Eloise Cartmell, once handmaiden to Queen Victoria? Is she still making hands? I know not, but I do know what happened afterwards to a very famous pair of lovers, John Alden and Priscilla. As you remember, John Alden married Priscilla after endeavoring to impress her with the qualities of his good friend, Miles Standish. And I know you all remember Priscilla's famous remark.
Miles Standish is a bum.
I forgot to mention that Priscilla came from Brooklyn, which in those days was known as Outer Mongolia. Priscilla and John Alden were very happy in those New England days. In spite of the housing shortage, they lived in Plymouth in the back seat. One evening in December in the year 1620...
Dreamboat.
Just as I, John Alden, Pilgrim Father. I repeat, Pilgrim Father. And how you put your love and loving wife?
Pinky, I just had a Moscow mule.
Oh, it's good to be home, but it's kind of cold in here, Priscilla.
I hadn't noticed.
Better throw another witch on the fire. Ah, that's better. It's a mighty cold night, and the snow is 10 feet deep outside.
Oh, my gosh. Here comes my cousin Hyman. He always wants to play games.
We'll just ignore him.
Anyone for tennis?
John, I thought we might go out tonight.
Well, that's all right with me. Have we got a babysitter? There he is now. Our babysitter, Standing Bull. I don't know about going out, Priscilla. There's a lot of unfriendly Indians about. The settlement may be attacked at any moment.
But, John, this is our wedding anniversary. It's our wooden wedding.
Well, I hadn't forgotten our wooden wedding, Priscilla. I brought you something. A pair of snuggies.
Yay. Naughty pine.
Yes, and look, ginger.
Well, on the surface, everything looks pretty serene in the John Alden household, doesn't it? But, and it was, too, but...
Anyone for tennis?
But what happened afterwards? Did John Alden and Priscilla live happily forevermore? They did until John was called to Boston on business. And you know the old saying, when the cat's away, the mice will play. Tonight, they're bowling. But while John Alden was in Boston, guess who called on Priscilla? His best friend, Miles Standish. One Wednesday night, Miles called on her and tried to kiss her. He tried to kiss her again on Thursday night. And on Friday night. And then on Saturday night. Miles kissed Priscilla.
Oh, Miles.
Oh, Priscilla.
Oh, Miles.
Oh, Priscilla.
Oh, Miles.
How far is Reno?
Oh, miles. Oh, Miles. Why did you ever come back? I rejected you once. And John says you're nothing but a rough soldier. What do you say to that?
File me down, baby. File me down. Oh, Priscilla. Come to my arms and let me crush you. And hug you. And kiss you. Oh.
Anyone for tennis?
Priscilla was infatuated with Miles Sanders. She forgot all about her husband, John Alden. She forgot about her three children, Phil, Phyllis, and little Alice. She forgot about everything but the fact that she was a woman. I stole that line from an ad of a Warner Brothers picture. But retribution will out. And that day, while Miles Standish and Priscilla were in each other's arms, Little Settlement was attacked by the savage natives.
Anyone for shooting Indians?
Well, that's about all there is to the story tonight.
People. Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm supposed to do the worrying here, but if you really must know, Priscilla lives across the alley from the Alamo. John Alden married a lady from 29 Palms, and Miles Standish is running a motel in North Hollywood.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the independent tobacco expert who knows from his own experience at the auctions what kind of tobacco is bought for the makers of Lucky Strike. Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the tobacco warehouseman.
Mr. John Pinnix of Reidsville, North Carolina, has operated tobacco warehouses for the past 28 years. Not long ago, he said,
at all the auctions I've attended, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy the kind of fine tobacco that makes a mild, mellow smoke. That's why for 28 years, I've been a Lucky Strike smoker.
Yes, the man who knows. Independent tobacco experts like Mr. Pinnix, men with years of tobacco experience, see the makers of Lucky Strike consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco. Remember,
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco, and fine tobacco means real, deep-down smoking enjoyment for you.
So smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
And now here's our lovely singer, Trudy Irwin. For the first 18 years of her life, Trudy Irwin was a girl. What better basic training could any woman ask for? Yes, Trudy is our vocalist, and now she's going to vocal for you. Trudy, what are you going to vote?
I wonder, I wonder, I wonder.
All right, Trudy, Trudy, Trudy.
Can't help it if I wonder. No matter which side of the pillow that I'm sleeping on, my dreams of you continue to until the dawn. And after that, I find the daydream crew comes on. I wonder, I wonder. Can't help it if I wonder. If for someone else I see. Well,
well, then
wonder what you'll do.
America, this is London calling and inviting you to spend a day with the BBC, the British Broadcasting Company. The correct time is August. Before we begin today's broadcast program, here's a bit of a weather report. The entire British Isles will be shrouded in a blanket of fog, with a spot of sun shining only over Manchester. The weather people call it a fog with a bare midriff. Temperatures 86, humid 78, Cambridge 6, Oxford 3. Now for our first program, Cheerio Chumley, your early morning exerciser.
Cheerio, everyone! This is Cheerio Chumley wishing all of my chums cheerio. It's a flick of a day, isn't it? Time for our exercises. Shall we ever go at it? Righto. Now, bend from the waist and raise your right leg. Bend again and lift your left leg. By this time, you chaps should have your trousers on. And you ladies should have your flimsies on, too. Now, perhaps we'd better get on with our wake-up exercise. Ready? One. Two. Mother, don't make up my bed yet. I'm coming home to sleep.
The BBC presents Breakfast in Piccadilly, broadcast direct from Lord Farbisher Addingham's restaurant.
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Lord Farbisher Addingham.
Come now, ladies, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's use first names. Shall we try it again?
Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, my lordy, Lord Fortin.
Righto. And a jolly well chippity-tippity-pip to you. Now, I'll stroll through the restaurant and interview some of you lovely ladies, try on a few hats, and perform all sorts of hilarious types of Tommy Cross and poppy rock. What is your name, madam?
Mrs. Fleetwood Preble. I'm from Worcester-on-the-Perthes.
I've been there in my Essex. And, what do you do, Mrs. Pretty?
Then I'm Trotty.
Trotty. What do you do for a living?
I'm a seamstress and a teeth extra.
A seamstress and a teeth extra?
I like the bob.
Fascinating. Aren't you working today?
No, we got the 6-week layoff. We're waiting for the new fashion to come from Paris.
Oh, I say, I understand. Teeth extras will be wearing longer strings this year.
With that duty complies from people with short arms and tall cups. They scald their fingers.
Thanks terribly, Mrs. Fleetwood Cruddy. And here's a box of our sponsor's product, Dashing, the soap that doesn't do anything. It's dandy for lazy housewives. Just sprinkle some in a tub of water and it goes right to the bottom, just lays there and gets good.
I say, isn't it about the hour you select the eldest lady present, Montmorency Ashforton?
Right. I have a card informing me that one of the ladies present is 96 years old. If there's anyone older than that, will she please crawl up here?
I'm 97.
I'm 99.
I'm 101.
I'm 102.
I'm dead.
Come now, madam. How old are you?
I'm 104.
Oh, I say that. That's not cricket. This interview is supposed to be for ladies. You're a man.
Yes, I noticed that this morning when the laundry... Nasty-minded. My laundry came down.
Fascinating. I see here that you're married. When were you married?
Last Tuesday.
Well, better late than never.
I'm afraid it's going to be never.
Well,
nothing. My parents want to annul the marriage.
I see. Your parents, are they alive?
No, but they send messages. If I had any blood, it is boiling.
May I ask the name of your bride?
Certainly not. Lizzie Sheffield.
I say, isn't she the woman who's been married 8 times and killed all 8 of her husbands?
Well, good heavens, sir, no wife's perfect.
Fascinating, fascinating. Now, sir, as our eldest guest, allow me to present you with this orchid, which... But wait a minute. I know you're already carrying a flower.
Yes, it's a lily.
A lily?
When you're 104, you always got to be ready.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Here's a reminder, chap. You're listening to BBC. Do be patient and bear with us through the following frightfully commercial announcement.
Gideon?
Yes?
Must speak with you.
Speak then.
I'm leaving you.
Someone else.
Naturally.
Leslie.
Precisely.
Oh, that is all. You're the 12th wife to have left me. The next time it will be bad luck.
Poor Gideon, he guessed he could avoid his troubles if he too wore one of the new Monarch monocles. Remember, Monarch is the only one to make the new all-weather monocle, the eyeglass with an awning. And two, there's the new opera-style monocle. This model has an open eye painted on the glass. If you want to sleep at the opera, place one in each lid and snooze through Puccini.
The Dr. I.O.U. program. And tonight, we are broadcasting from the stage of the RKO Kidney Pie Theater. It's our pleasure to present that mental chap with a monetary reward for your beautifully clever replies, Dr. I.O.U.
Thank you. My assistants are stationed in provocative positions about the theater. Henry Titforth in the pit, Farrington Crawdingale in the rotunda, Charles Billingsworth in the upper tier, and Philip Whiteside in the box office estimating the days to see. And now to Faversham Butterworth.
Doctor, I have a young lady in the balcony.
Dash it off, Butterworth. We have no time for that sort of thing, you know.
But, doctor, if she wishes to reply to an interrogation.
Fascinating. Madam, would you care to win a quid?
No, thank you. I have 3. Eldest one's 14.
Then we'll make it half a crown. Tell me, what American motion picture star was born in South Africa?
I don't know. Rathbone Baffles.
That's correct. Baffles Rathbone. Give that lady half a crown and a box of chippers. You do like chippers, don't you?
Oh, yes. I have 3. Eldest one's 14.
Fascinating. Now, ladies and gentlemen,
I say we are forced to interrupt this program to bring you a message of the utmost importance from Scotland Yard. Attention all bodies. Lady Crafford's fabulously valuable 20-foot string of rare earths with a diamond clasp has been reported missing. That is all. We return you now to the Dr. I.O.U. program.
And now for our exciting jackpot question. The contestant who correctly answers this question will win a box of chippies, a pair of slippers, and a 20-foot string of rare pearls with a diamond clasp. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most serious problems we face is the rising accident rate. Each year, more of us are killed or injured fighting the battle of the boulevards. Let's try to avoid accidents by not being careless drivers. Obey the law. Don't mix alcohol and gasoline. Traffic regulations are posted for your safety. Don't disregard them. And above all, don't speed. Remember, the accident doesn't always happen to the next fellow. Be careful. The life you save may be your own. Thank you.
Jack Paul will be back in just a moment, but first,
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows. The Man Who Knows, the tobacco auctioneer.
Mr. George Feinbroad, ace tobacco auctioneer of Lancaster, Kentucky, said recently,
at auction after auction, I've seen the tobacco bought by the makers of Lucky Strike. Take my word for it, that's real tobacco. Ripe, light tobacco that smokes smooth and mild.
Mr. Garland Tilly, well-known tobacco buyer of Durham, North Carolina, recently said,
season after season, I've seen tobacco bought by the makers of Lucky Strike. Fine tobacco you just can't beat for real smoking quality. Smoked Lucky's myself for 17 years.
And so it goes with the man who knows, the tobacco expert. Remember, fine tobacco is what counts in the cigarette. And
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
So for your own real deep-down smoking enjoyment, smoke that smoke of fine tobacco, Lucky Strike. So round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
Next week to the Jack Parr Show with Trudy Irwin, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Jerry Fielding in the orchestra, and yours truly, Hi Abadan. Jack Parr is under contract to RKO Pictures, producers of The Bachelor and the Bobby Soccer, in which Jack Parr does not appear.
I'll be in something soon, Hi. RKO thinks of me as the new Cary Grant.
Well, then why worry, Jack? They'll put you in a picture if you're the new Cary Grant.
I know, Hi, but they're not for using the old Cary Grant yet.
Good night, everybody. Forget, friends, for the tops in radio entertainment, set your dial to NBC Wednesday night for that thrilling newspaper drama, The Big Story. And on Saturday night, don't miss Your Hit Parade with Doris Day, Axel Stordahl, the Ken Lane Chorus, and starring Frank Sinatra. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.